Bitte. Bitte. Wo geht die Autobahn nach Heidelberg?
Wie?
Du parlez français?
Nee.
Wo geht die kürzeste Straße nach Heidelberg?
Ach, Heidelberg. Da fahren Sie am besten die Runde, biegen links ein und dann die zweite, dritte Straße rechts.
Herr Simulär, Verkehrsbeamter, glauben Sie vielleicht, dass der Mensch klug wird?
Ja, ich denke, Sie wollen auf dem kürzesten Weg nach Heidelberg kommen.
Ja, natürlich, der kürzeste Weg.
Ja, dann bitte, dann fahren Sie mal.
Ja, weil gut, ich fahre doch jeden Tag und nun immer rot.
Also, wenn Sie wissen, weshalb fragen Sie denn dann?
Ich habe Sie doch nicht gefragt. Mein Fahrgast...
Also, bitte fahren Sie weiter aus dem Verkehr nicht auf.
Ja, ich halte doch den Verkehr nicht auf Sie.
Also, bitte, bitte,
ja, also, bitte, 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 ausfällig.
Oh, sorry.
Ich sehe so aus, als ob ich...
Which is the quickest way to Heidelberg, please?
Head down this street for four blocks. You turn right, you go straight ahead until you hit the Autobahn. There's signs all the way, you can't miss it.
Thank you, Sergeant.
See, what?
What have you decided?
We don't know.
I know. Try it. Calais.
Das Rathaus, ich
kann
Sie aussteigen.
Warten Sie hier, bitte.
Ja, Herr Simul, ich kenne mich hier aus, ich kenne den Oberbürgermeister per se. Aber ich kann Ihnen helfen, ich habe schon manche Schuppe mit Ihnen geführt.
Bleiben Sie sitzen.
Captain Henry Rochard, French Economic Mission. Hey, Joe, we'll need you as an interpreter.
Never mind, Sergeant. We'll get along all right.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Whom did you wish to see?
The OICAMGWAC.
First floor. Turn to your right.
Thank you, Sergeant.
War Administration. Industrial Relations Coordinator's Office. Services, supplies, displaced persons, property disposal department. Labor Administration Department.
I beg your pardon. I'm looking for Lieutenant Gates' office.
Well, this isn't it.
Isn't it?
Right over there, Captain.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, Colonel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. One nightshirt. Gown. What do you call this thing? Gown.
One pair of bloomers.
Two pairs of stockings.
Henry,
and a run
please.
In one of them, I believe. Just a moment. And one slip. I think that's all. I'm sorry I couldn't get them to you any sooner. Goodbye, Lieutenant Gates.
Oh, what a stinker you are.
Did I forget something?
What a dirty stinker. And you're going right back in that office and explain to them how you got my laundry by mistake in Dusseldorf and forgot to give it back to me.
Well, that's such a dull story. Who would care?
You know what you made them think.
I don't quite understand. Oh, no. You mean you and me? Well, I'd be glad to explain to them the very idea of any connection is revolting.
No, you don't. Never mind. Just forget.
I'd be delighted. I'd explain to them. I think you're repulsive.
Shh. I said never mind. Just forget it. Go away. You've had your joke. Now beat it.
Sorry, I can't oblige. I'm here on official business.
No, don't tell me. Another mission?
Yes, but don't get your hopes up. You're not going with me.
Thank heavens. Who's your victim this time?
My interpreter and aide is a Lieutenant Eloise Billings, whom I'm reliably informed is intelligent.
Yes.
Pretty.
Yes.
And as you Americans say, stacked.
That she is. You haven't met her.
No, but that happy event's going to take place in Major Prendergast's office in exactly 30 seconds. Goodbye again to you, Lieutenant Gates. Where are you going?
Major Prendergast's office.
There's nothing for you to do in there.
Oh, isn't there?
Now, wait a minute.
I'm in a hurry.
If you think I'm going to let you...
Hello, Eloise.
Hi, honey.
May I present Captain Rochard, Lieutenant Billings. You two are going to work together.
Enchanted, Lieutenant Billy.
How do you do, Captain? I was just...
I believe we have a mutual friend, Alex Brezak.
Oh, my.
Why, sure, I remember him.
Lieutenant, due to the fact that I was on previous missions with Captain Rochard, he just returned some of my things. Perhaps I can be of some help to you.
Oh, thank you. I can explain things to Lieutenant Billings. Don't you have somewhere to go?
Oh, no, I'm free until 2:30.
Well, now, about this here mission...
Oh, it's a perfectly simple matter. It's an overnight job. We have to go to Bad Nauheim, a pleasant little village.
Oh, and... I will be till you get there.
Well, I can explain the whole thing better to you when we're alone.
Better wear sidearms, Lieutenant. He uses maps instead of etchings.
Captain Rochard, I've so looked forward to going to bed, no one.
Billings, the French army shoe is built on slightly different lines.
Ooh.
Hold the foot, would you, Junior?
Yes, yes, yes.
As you can see by Captain Rochard's foot and my thigh.
For goodness sakes.
That was purely accidental.
The mark on my chin... May I have my foot?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. The mark under my chin was an accident. My fault entirely. I tripped while he was chasing me.
He was chasing
you? Shut up.
There, you see? Something I would never have mentioned if he hadn't shown it. His temper. But the poor man's probably not to blame. More like a form of epilepsy.
Oh. Will you shut up?
I tell you this, Billings.
Will you...
Henry, I'm talking.
Yes, you are.
I tell you this, Billings, because we're members of the same army and the same sex.
But
I think it only fair to warn you that Jack the Ripper's up that alley before you head into it. Now, in case anything happens, would you like to give me your mother's name and address?
But, honey, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh?
I'm not going on this here mission.
No, you're not.
I'm going to Frankfurt with Colonel Bliven on that DP job, and you're going with him.
Tell me, who is Jack the...
Oh.
Honey, maybe you better leave me your mother's little old name and address.
Sehr freundlich von Ihnen. Ich danke Ihnen vielmals für Ihre Hilfe.
Nicht so, auf Wiedersehen, Herr Muller. Oh, hello, Captain Rochard.
Good morning, Major.
I was just going to send for you. Gates, come in, please. You too, Captain. This shouldn't take long, Captain. Oh, Gates, Billings is needed on another assignment. You'll have to take her place along with Captain Rochard.
Thank you, no.
But, Major, if I may suggest, Lieutenant Perry's almost finished with her assignment.
No, no experience, and Captain Rochard wants our best, don't you, Captain?
Well, Major, you see, this is not an important mission. My government's request for an officer is only a technicality, so that...
Your orders call for our full cooperation. It's my job to see you get it. Now, here's your identity card, security pass, and temporary ration card.
Thank you.
Your orders are being cut, Gates. Captain Rochard will brief you on the mission.
Yes, Major.
Well, Major, this Lieutenant, what's-her-name, Perry, she ought to do.
Oh, you're very kind, Captain, but we're used to being shorthanded. Besides, if I remember, you've had several assignments with Lieutenant Gates before, and very successfully, apparently. It says here, recovered art treasures stolen by the Nazis from the Lille Museum. Also located hidden documents relating to rocket research. Received Legion of Merit. Ah, she's your man, all right.
Wish she were.
What was that you said, Captain?
Oh, nothing, Major.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, no, thank you, Major. You've done more than you realize.
Good luck, then.
Goodbye, Major.
Goodbye.
Captain, Jack the Ripper was a famous...
Thank you.
Thank you, Captain. I wonder what the army would do if I deserted.
They'd shoot you. The thought makes my mouth water.
I'd almost prefer it myself.
Which way do we go?
Well, let's get the briefing over. What's the job?
You don't need to know.
Oh, come on, come on. What's the job?
To keep your mouth shut and do as I tell you.
Oh... I would like to know the details of my assignment in order to know what equipment to draw from the quartermaster.
See if they have a spare head.
And I may as well warn you, Bubble Mouth. I'm going to carry a revolver and a trench knife. And if you so much as lay a finger on me this trip, you're going back to France minus a lot of parts you probably value.
There you go again, you blistering idiot. I didn't touch you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Henry, but we're stuck. We've got to be together for a while, so why not make the best of it?
There is no best.
Well, I'll go crazy if you... Return here. I'll go crazy if you keep losing that maniac temper of yours every 10 minutes. Oh, Henry, let's grow up. I'm sorry about what happened in the wine cellar.
I have no temper. No one ever accused me of having a temper.
They didn't.
No.
Do you remember what you were doing the last time I saw you? You were chasing me down the Hermann Göring Strasse in Dusseldorf, swearing you were going to tear my head off and make me eat it.
And what color was I? I was blue. A lovely robin's egg blue.
You're so funny.
On account of having been pushed into a vat of dye by you.
Well, I didn't know it was dye. I thought it was water.
Water. Blue. All over blue.
It's your own fault anyway, drinking all that free wine and turning into an octopus with hands.
You misunderstood. You flatter yourself. I was only trying to be friendly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Well, let's forget it. It's all over with and the dye's come off.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. There's a certain advantage in being an oddity.
In here, Henry. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Catherine. What's so funny?
A little bit difficult to describe. Oh, Henry, this is Captain Rumsey, Captain Rochard.
How do you do, Captain?
The French Economic Mission.
Oh, je suis enchanté de faire votre connaissance.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Have you some orders for me, Jack?
Already. O'Burns, you know, Kathy, this means no dance for me Saturday night.
Don't be silly. You can take Kitty.
You know, I'd rather sit alone in my room and just think of you. Wouldn't you, Captain?
Uh-huh. Alone in my room.
Better take good care of her.
I'll watch her every moment.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, we'd better be getting on. Bye, Jack.
How about dinner the night you get back?
Okay, the deets.
Well, alors, mon capitaine. Ave de bonne chance.
See you in church.
Sure. So long.
So long. That linguist in there, I think he's stuck on you. What's the matter with him?
It's only natural that you wouldn't understand, Henry.
It certainly is.
You see, you chase after anything in skirts. Anything. They're all the same to you. But lots of men can tell them apart. Believe me, sometimes they find one they like better than the other.
Hmm.
That's called love. You probably haven't experienced it, but you must have read about it somewhere.
Where are we going?
I go that way. I have to get my stuff.
Which way do I go? I have to pay off my cab.
I'll meet you at the motor pool.
When?
20 minutes.
Before you go. Why did you say I run after everything in skirts?
I didn't.
You did?
I said anything.
Oh, well, that's different now. American women.
You know, I'm just beginning to get it. For weeks you've been talking about the man as if he had yellow jaundice.
He did.
And now you're grinning like a Cheshire cat because you get a job that means being alone with him for 3 days.
He can do a lot in 3 days.
To work at it. What about the dye? Is it worn off or is he still blue?
He's still just mad, but he's a lot of fun to fight with. Bring that stuff, will you?
Sure.
Are you ready, Captain?
Quite ready, Lieutenant.
Morning, Sergeant.
Oh, morning, Lieutenant.
Need transportation. Going to Bad Nauheim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you're all out of luck, Lieutenant.
We'll settle for a Jeep.
All we got available are motorcycles and sidecars.
Oh, come on, Sergeant.
Did you look at your travel orders, Lieutenant?
What about those cars over there?
You've got priority four, Captain, and that's bottom.
Well, Captain, what do we do?
We'll have to take a motorcycle.
Are you checked out on motorcycles, Captain?
I can drive one.
If you ain't checked out, you can't, and I can't check you out.
I have a motorcycle license.
Well, sir, I guess that fixes you up.
We'll wait for a car, Sergeant.
Oh, I can drive one.
I'm sure.
But I tell you, I'm good on a motorcycle. My brother had one. We used to go hill climbing. I can even ride one standing up.
What for?
Oh, all right, but I can still ride a motorcycle. Or are you afraid?
We'll take it, Sergeant. And I am afraid.
Any one of these, Sergeant?
Sure, Lieutenant. Take your pick. Remember, Captain, she has to drive it. That's regulations.
Thank you.
Sergeant, can you dig up a helmet and a pair of goggles?
Should be some in the toolbox, Lieutenant.
Oh, yeah, thanks. What are you laughing about?
Begging your pardon, Lieutenant. How do you intend to ride that thing? Side saddle?
No, Captain. Begging your pardon? Astride.
Oh, it's a shame.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. How far is it to Bad Nauheim?
About 120 kilometers.
You know the way?
I've got a map.
Of Germany?
Yes, Captain. That's right, of Germany. Stop that. You'll be all right.
Hey, Lieutenant, you forgot something.
Never mind. Just let her go.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I took it off for oiling.
Forgot to hook it up.
All right.
You'd better take this one, Lieutenant. It's all in one piece.
That would be better. Don't you agree, Captain?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, I don't know.
You knew how silly you looked just sitting there.
Well, is it still so funny?
No, I was just thinking. I was thinking how nice it would be if this one came off while we were driving.
My lipstick.
It rolled over there.
Get it, will you?
Well, it's a pleasure to get out of this portable bathtub. I can't reach it. It's gone over there, is it?
Well, climb over the top. Henry, what are you doing up there? See you, Lieutenant.
Our area is sealed off from here to Battenberg, Lieutenant.
What for?
Rounding up a gang of black market dealers.
I have a pass.
Sorry, it's no good, Lieutenant.
And I've got a general pass.
Keep it, Captain. All passes are suspended.
For how long?
Oh, 8 to 12 hours anyway. Maybe 24. I'm sorry.
Well?
I might have known.
Well, don't blame me. It's not my fault. What do we do?
I can't wait here for 24 hours. I've got to be in Bad Nauheim by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
This thing had wings with it. Say, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
That boat.
I don't know. It should say U.S. Navy on it, shouldn't it?
Oh. I mean, what's wrong with putting the motorcycle on the boat and going down past that boat? It's only a few miles and we can pick up the road from there.
Don't you think they'd let us?
Well, we'll try. Hey, Lieutenant. Is it okay if we take that boat and row down past Battenburg?
So long as you don't row on the road, it's none of my business.
Good. Can we have a couple of your boys to help us?
Sure thing.
Thanks.
Sergeant Christian.
Yes, sir. Could you bring some men over here?
Watch your feet. Better put it in gear, Corporal.
Thanks, fellas. Lieutenant, will you tell the OIC that we'll either return the boat or telepath him where to pick it up?
Sure thing.
Will you please help us to shove off?
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Have a nice trip.
Thanks.
Thank you. Grab an oar.
Me?
Yes, you. An oar. Come on. Pull. 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 What's that ahead?
It's a bridge. Not on the map, though.
Oh, where are we?
Oh, a couple of more miles should do it. What's that?
What's what?
That noise.
Sounds like a C-47.
Oh, it's bigger than that. Must be a C-54.
Must be an awful lot of C-47.
C-54.
things they are, they make a lot of noise.
Donna, Henry, pull for shore quick.
Why?
Don't argue, please, just pull.
Oh, now let me tell you something, Lieutenant Gates. I'm going straight down this river.
You sure are, but you're going over a waterfall first.
Oh, well, that's different. I'm... Oh! Ah!
Henry, that's awfully wet ground you're sitting on.
Well, at the moment, I can't feel anything anyway. But when I do, I think I'm going to kick you bow-legged.
For what? For saving your life?
Oh, yes, that's right. You did catch that rope, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Convenient, wasn't it?
Oh, they always are.
Well, I suppose I owe you something for that.
Okay, I'll call it square if you'll tell me what we're going to do in Bad Nauheim.
Oh,
come on, Henry.
Well, there's a man in Bad Nauheim who grinds lenses, good ones, too. His name is... What's the matter?
Charlie, what's
that? Oh, well, roll over. I can fix that.
Oh, no, never mind. Go ahead with the story.
Name is Schindler.
Schindler, a lens grinder.
That's right. My job is to persuade him that we're willing to pay more for his lenses and he can get in the German black market.
Ooh, that's sore.
But do as I tell you. Roll over. Come on, I'm good at that.
Oh,
come on.
Right.
I'll fix that.
What's our problem?
No problem at all. A few well-chosen words, a contract, a passport in his hand, then we can go home. That's the whole plot. Simple, isn't it?
In that case, I don't see why they assigned me to this mission.
Well, they probably didn't want to make it too easy.
How is it?
What?
My leg.
Not bad. Better than I remembered. Yeah, perhaps the other one needs
fixing. Oh, no, never mind. That'll do. Thank you. Help me up.
I was just trying to be friendly.
But you never try to be friendly from a distance. Henry? Henry, one move, and this time it won't be a vat of dye. It'll be the river.
You wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
I think you would.
Catherine, your lack of cooperation is amazing.
I'll cooperate by getting the map and finding out where we are.
Who put us on the river in the first place?
I knew you were going to say that. You're tiresome.
You're subnormal. I don't propose to argue with you any further.
Oh, dear. That darn road doesn't come within 10 kilometers of here.
What, across open country and that thing?
No, it'll just be a little bumpy. Only for a couple of hours. We'll make it by 3 o'clock.
We won't get there before dark, if we get there at all.
This motorcycle will go anywhere. If you'll get your pants off that grass and help me get it out of the boat, we'll be on the road in no time.
Pitch dark. Difference?
Oh, haven't you got a bump of direction?
That's the only kind I haven't got.
Well, come on, you drive this thing. My back hurts. Oh.
You're the one who checked out on a motorcycle. You know what the sergeant said.
Oh, stop being so cute. I hate you when you're... What's that? Listen.
Perhaps they've just moved it there.
Oh, shut up.
I don't suppose you have a flashlight.
No, I haven't. What does it say?
I can't see.
Well, climb up, silly. You better hurry up. It's starting to rain.
Oh, no.
What does it say?
Well, I can't tell. It's in German.
Well, move your arm. Oh. You can come down now, Henry.
What does it say?
Never mind. Get in.
But what does it say?
Wet paint.
Well, how many miles?
Oh, no, Henry. No, you don't. No, you don't. You'll get awful wet if you stay out here. Come on, get the sidecar.
I know it. I know it.
Hurry up.
Können wir Zimmer haben für heute Nacht?
Ja, bitte. Wollen Sie eins oder zwei Zimmer haben?
Zwei Zimmer, bitte.
What are you talking about?
He wanted to know if we wanted one room or two.
You told him?
I told him.
Folgen Sie mir, bitte.
Oh.
What's the matter?
My back, I think it's broken. And it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, if you'd pushed that cow out of the way, we wouldn't have had to take the detour that landed us in the brook.
It was a bull.
How?
Well, you told me yourself you couldn't tell the difference at 20 yards away.
I know, but if you can't tell the difference at 20 yards, it couldn't be a bull. He would have had horns.
Oh,
yeah. Who is it?
Cinderella.
What do you want?
My slipper.
Well, open the door. Well, what do you want?
You just said that. How's your back?
Oh, it's awful. It hurts.
Well, get into bed.
I will not get into bed. What do you think you're doing? What's all that stuff you've got there?
I brought you a drink.
Oh, I thought so. I knew you'd get up to
and
your
also own... some liniment to rub your back. Get into bed.
Oh.
We'll need some water. Take your shirt off, too.
I am not going to take my shirt off.
Well, how am I going to rub your back through your shirt?
You're not going to rub my back through anything, including my own foolishness.
Here, drink this. Want some water?
No. It's good.
Hmm.
Oh. Oh, my back.
Oh. Was it rubbed or not?
Is that stuff any good?
Turn over.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute.
Go on.
Fine. Ow! Oh, ooh, ooh.
Stop bawling. I don't want them to think we smuggled a cow in here.
Well, it stings.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Oh.
Let it soak in for a while. Now, relax.
Oh, you're dislocating everything.
Oh, relax.
I hurt further up.
Well, how can I get you to relax if you won't cooperate?
You heard what I said. I hurt further up.
Oh.
That's better. Makes me feel sleepy.
Good.
Oh, that's nice, Henry. You know, I'm sorry. I thought when you came in here, you were behaving like a stinker. But you've been a stinker for so long, I just didn't know.
I know. Go to sleep.
What, with you in the room?
Well, I can't rub you from the hallway.
If I go to sleep, will you promise to get right out of here?
I'll go now.
Oh, no. It feels good.
I'll go to sleep now. We got in a minute.
Henry, about this mission.
Never mind.
Well, I just want to ask a question.
All right, go on.
Is this mission we're on so important?
Well, not particularly, but it is to me because it's my last assignment for the Army. I'm getting out next week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it is important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Henry, you know I... Oh, I'm so sleepy.
She'll never believe me.
Shh. What happened?
You unspeakable weasel. I knew you'd be up to your old tricks the minute my back was turned.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Get out of here.
I can't get out.
I said get out.
I can't get out.
Shh. Why not?
Because the door handle came off.
Oh, what an excuse. I'm older than you to think of a better way to
get out. The door handle came off in my hand.
I don't believe you.
All right, you just try to open the door.
All right, I will.
Open the door.
Okay, I will.
Try to open the door. How did you do that?
Oh, you liar. You dirty... Henry Rochard, you're worse than I thought. Now, you put on your shoes and get out of here. Don't speak to me. Don't speak to me. Do you understand? Don't speak to me again. Ever. I don't want to talk to you. Don't speak to me. You can't come in.
I'm in. Magic.
Henry, I told you not to speak to me. And if you don't... Someone's out there.
God, perhaps they'll let me out.
Who is it? Where is that?
Well, then it's me, the innkeeper's wife.
Ein Moment. Oh, Henry, we got to do something. You got... I know, get out that window.
But me?
Come on, Henry, you can't be found in here. Really. Don't I do?
Oh, American women...
What the...
Oh, shit.
Come in. Guten Morgen.
Morgen, Fräulein. The clinker, the door handle came off. It's happened before once in the night. I've put it back. And I'm very sorry it happened.
Nanu! Climbing in a nice young lady's room?
Raus hier!
No!
Raus hier!
No! Oh.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking for Captain... Oh, Henry. No.
What do you want?
You look like an organ grinder.
Entschuldigen Sie, bitte schön. Entschuldigen Sie, bedauern Sie. Entschuldigen Sie.
What was that?
The innkeeper. I borrowed his clothes.
What?
I came here to Bad Nauheim to find Herr Schindler. So I'm going to make the rounds of the black market hangouts and see if I can get some information about him. Now, if I'm in uniform, no one is going to tell me anything. Is that reasonable?
Yes.
See you later.
Don't you want me to help you?
No.
Oh, now, Henry. I'm sorry about the door handle. I was wrong. You were telling the truth. I'm really sorry.
Nice of you to apologize. That fixes everything.
Well, what more can I do?
I often wonder.
Oh, Henry, stop being like that. You're behaving like a little boy.
I know it.
But you said it was important. I just want to help.
Never mind.
Is it all right if I go out on my own and try to find Schindler?
Shh.
Well, maybe I could do something.
Don't do anything.
Oh, you make me so mad. You don't want me to help.
That's right. Don't do anything. If you see me, don't speak to me. You don't know me.
Why not?
Because you're an American officer in uniform. If I'm seen talking to you, they think I'm a stool pigeon.
Well, I still don't see why I can't go out by myself.
Please, just take orders. Now, remember, you don't know me.
All right, I don't know you.
You can't speak to me.
Okay, I can't speak to you.
I'm transparent. You can't even see me.
I never could, not for sour apples.
Oh.
Oh, you stubborn... It makes me so mad I could...
Hey, Catherine Gate.
Joey, hello. How are you? It's good to see you.
What are you doing in Bad Nauheim?
I'm here on a mission.
What sort?
Well, I'll tell you about it. Can we get breakfast here?
I know where we can get some real coffee.
Where is it?
Come on. Going to be here long?
Oh, just parked up the day.
Fine. Here we are. Bill Trumbull, Catherine Gates.
Hello, how are you?
Major Lieutenant. Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Catherine just got in town this morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Good morning. You want anything besides coffee?
Oh, jam rolls, anything they have.
Make it for two.
Jawohl. How long are you going to be here?
Just a couple of days.
Oh, you haven't told me what you're doing here.
Well, it's not much of a story. It's just...
Say, isn't that the fellow I saw you talking to at the inn?
Yes, that's him.
Well, he's going into the wrong place. That's a black market hangout. Bill has a friend in the MPs.
The German police are going to raid that place this morning.
You mean the place he just went into?
Mm-hmm. That's why we came here for breakfast.
To get a floor show thrown in free.
Well, you couldn't have chosen a better spot.
Here they are now. Watch them operate.
Catherine, tell these men who I am. Identify me. Please tell them something.
There's something wrong, officer.
If you please, Lieutenant, he says he is French officer and you know him.
I never saw him before in my life.
Oh, that's what I told you. Oh, don't shoot! Don't shoot! You should have done this to me, Catherine. I'll get even! Traitor! I'll get even!
Catherine, what is going on here?
I'll tell you later. Look, by any chance, could you fellas help me find a German lens grinder named Schindler?
Sure.
Yeah, we ought to be able to help you on that.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the man?
Yes, that's Captain Rochard. Good morning, Henry.
I trust the captain will understand. There was nothing else we could do. No identity card. It was not really our fault.
Don't worry. I'm entirely aware whose fault it was.
Henry, I did exactly as you told me.
Well, thank you, Captain. Thank you.
One question. Why have you no beds in this jail?
Didn't you have a bed, Henry?
Well, you see, Captain, when we had beds, everyone wished to be arrested. It was terrible. The people did anything, everything, just so they could have a bed.
I know how they felt.
Oh, you poor dear. You haven't had a wink of
sleep. Shut up. May I go now?
Yes, of course, Captain.
Thank you very much. I'd like to have a word or two with you outside.
Of course, Henry. I want to talk to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you say anything, I want you to
listen,
meet this
you bug-eyed little traitor. I want you to remember this. I'll get even. I swear I will. I'll get even if it takes years. If it takes forever, I'll get even.
Please, Captain O'Shaughnessy.
No way. I'm busy. I'll break you.
Henry,
I'll break you like a dry twig. I'll turn you into a shaking old woman with a tin... Didn't you hear me say I was busy with a tin cup?
I'm trying to tell you, this is
while
the
man... I can understand how you can be an utter rat just for the fun of it, there's one thing that baffles me.
No, there's no pleasing some people.
And that's your job. The Army gave you an assignment. You took an oath as an officer, the oath of duty.
I just followed your orders, Captain.
Now, we'll never find Schindler. Where is Schindler now?
Well, he's right.
He's probably heard I've been prowling around town looking for him. He's gone underground, maybe left the country. I know how those fellows work.
What do you want? Who are you?
Well, I am Schindler.
Well, that's fine. Will you please stop annoying... You're Schindler.
Yeah, Schindler.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Because you wouldn't give anybody a chance to say a word. Now, if you'll just button that big lip of yours so Herr Schindler can talk to you for a minute, he hasn't much time before he's trained.
Yeah, all I wanted to say is that I'm so glad, so grateful, so full of happiness. Thank you.
Well,
goodbye.
Wait a minute, I want to talk to you.
You'll miss his train.
Yes, I go to Paris, French Economic Bureau. I got my passport and documents and contract here in my pocket.
I took them out of your briefcase, Henry.
Yeah, this wonderful young lady is giving and telling me everything.
Mm.
So, I leave Germany now. I never wanted to be in the black market. I'm a scientist and now I work for science and for France. And no more like a thief in the night. Thank you again. Goodbye.
Nice little guy.
So you found him?
I ran smack into him. Someone I knew knew him. He was very anxious to go, as you heard. It was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Go ahead, start hollering. Call me names.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Bus stop sign, bitte.
Bitte, haben Sie Kaffee?
Oh, ja, wir haben Kaffee.
Zwei, bitte.
Zwei Kaffee.
Just a minute. Do you speak English?
Sure.
Good. You know, there's nothing I've ever really wanted in life. Fame, money, position. Nothing. Nothing until now. But there's just one thing. And that is never to see you again as long as I live.
That was a mean, rotten thing to say, and I... Will you get the coffee, please? That was mean rotten.
Maybe it was mean rotten, but it wasn't accidental. Fortunately, I'm getting out of the army soon. I'm going to be a civilian, so never again can they order me to associate with you. What's more, I'm going back to Heidelberg by train. You can get some other chump to torture in that lunatic sidecar of yours.
No, Henry, I know why you're mad, and I don't blame you. I would be, too. I knew it was your last job in the army, and I just didn't think. I spoiled it for you. I'd give anything if I hadn't. I'd cut off my arm almost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like you, Henry. I can't help it. I do. You're stubborn, and you don't know anything, and you're a fathead. But I don't want you to go away and just disappear without saying you'll ride or kick me or use my toothbrush.
Oh, for heaven.
Well, I wouldn't put it past you. Oh. And after all we've been to each other.
And all we haven't been to each other.
And after all we've done together.
And all...
All we haven't done together. I know that's not your fault, Henry. It's all mine, and I feel like it. Oh, I'm making a fool of myself. Now get out of here or say something nice.
Oh, well, I don't know, Catherine.
Oh, that was nice, Henry. That was nice. Please say more.
Well, if we're going to get back to Heidelberg before dark, we'd better be going.
Oh, Henry.
But, Catherine.
Yes, Henry.
Just one thing.
What?
Pay for the coffee.
Yes, Henry.
What happened? What happened?
Well, you went to sleep, so I pulled off the side of the road. I thought this would be better.
Thank you.
You know, Henry, I've been thinking. Why do we fight all the time?
You tell me.
Oh, just sex antagonism, I guess.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think it means just the opposite of what it sounds like.
I can't even think what it sounds like.
Oh, Henry, I think it means that we really like each other but won't admit it.
Listen, I'd like it distinctly understood that I... If I weren't so sleepy...
Don't do it. Go to sleep.
I will.
You're going back to sleep.
Why are we stopping?
Oh, I just want to see a man about on the road. I'll be back in a minute.
Take your time.
Mach da keine Puder. Nein, dann mach keine.
Something, Catherine? I don't mind being the first one to say it. I like you very much. As a matter of fact, I'd miss you if you weren't here.
Henry, stop! Come back! Henry! Oh, no.
Catherine, now that I've told you how I feel, I... Oh, my, this is terribly bumpy.
Look out!
Catherine! Catherine! Catherine, darling, are you all right? Where are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm coming.
I can hear you, but I can't find you. Dolly, are you all right? Where are you?
Here I am, over here.
Oh, there you are. Oh, Dolly, thank goodness you're safe. How did you get out there?
Well, wait a minute. Ooh, I'm all out of breath from chasing him.
From chasing me?
Uh-huh.
You mean you weren't on the motorcycle?
Uh-uh, you were by yourself.
Oh, you got off and left me.
Henry.
Huh?
What's all this darling business you were mumbling about a moment ago?
Darling? Did I say that?
I heard you.
Well, it's probably fright. It's only natural.
Did you mean me, Henry?
I think I was stunned momentarily.
Well, maybe you were, but you looked like you were going to kiss me when you saw me.
I what?
I wish you had. I've never been kissed by a Frenchman.
Well, isn't it? What's so strange about that?
Oh, you know what people say.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Well, you just hear people talk.
Well, you're no different than anybody else.
Well, I don't know, Henry. I've just heard talk.
Well, that's silly.
Talk. Why don't you try it just once and let me see?
Oh, Catherine.
That's the only way to find out, isn't it?
But I tell you, it's so silly.
Well, there's no harm in trying, is there?
No, I suppose not.
Well, all right, go ahead.
Well, are you ready?
Sure.
There,
oh, that was no good. That wasn't the least bit different.
I told you it wasn't going to be any different.
But I thought it'd be better than that.
Well, after all, you didn't give me much of a chance.
Oh, that wasn't fair,
was it? What
did you expect?
Well, of course it wasn't.
I really should give you another chance.
Yes, you ought.
Well, all right, go ahead. Try again.
All right. Here, come here.
Well... that was a little better.
Certainly, you see. Could have been even better if I'd had some cooperation. Of course, if I had a French girl here, it would have been
fine.
Wait
a minute, what did you mean by that remark?
Well, you haven't been giving me much help.
Oh, and you think a French girl could do better, huh?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to try it again?
Do you want to try it again?
Yes.
So do I. Wait a minute. Lean back. Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Good.
Major, we want to get married.
Well, when did you reach that decision?
This afternoon, about 2:30.
In a haystack. You see, Henry was on the motorcycle, and
well, Catherine, I don't think the Major would be interested in all the details.
And you two didn't want to go away together. It would seem your mission was very successful.
Thank you, Major.
My congratulations.
You're the very first to know.
I guessed as much. Now, as to getting married, there's one hitch.
Hitch?
Oh, it's probably the haystack. Henry and I were there a long time.
I don't.
I said hitch. All marriages between American military personnel and aliens, and you come under that heading, Captain, must be approved by the commanding general. Now, there's a set procedure for that kind of thing.
It's only red tape, Henry.
What, do you hitch, Catherine?
The Major said hitch, Henry. She means we've got to get a lot of things approved.
Here are the forms requesting permission to marry. Fill them out in quadruplicate. And when you've completed them, send them to Colonel Blivens' office.
Yes, Major.
And good luck. Goodbye, Captain.
Yes. Is she always so confusing?
No, but this is going to be.
What's the matter?
Look at all the stuff we've got to fill in.
Well, she said there was only four of them.
You weren't hearing so good in that, Henry. She said four of each. Let's go over to my room and get to work.
Fine. Wait a minute. Wait. Souvenir.
You'll end up with a pocket full.
Well, this is impossible.
Don't give up now. We're halfway through.
My uncle's politics, aunt's religion, any warts, any... By the way, my aunt's name is Fanny. Would you put that down, please? Any identifying scars on my second cousin's clavicle. I would never get this done. And look at this silly thing. Name your father's gender.
No.
That's this, all right.
No, father's birthplace. Gender belongs to this question over here.
Oh, I thought there was something wrong.
What an idiot. Were you ever captured by Peruvian Indians?
No, why?
I understand they do a very good job of shrinking head.
Come on. Come on, let's take time out. Oh, there are a lot of things I'd rather do than answer questions.
This, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I better go back and see another double feature.
Oh, no. Come on in.
We're still filling out forms.
Well, if you find anyone who wants to fill out forms with me, let me know. I'm going to get some sleep.
Night.
Night.
See you in the morning.
We got to get busy.
Oh. Why do we have to go through all this?
It's the Army's way of finding out if you really want to get married.
Oh, I know a much better way.
Henry.
Major Prendergast. Yes. At ease, Gates. That'll be all right. Well, Gates?
I'm sorry to bother you, Major, but we haven't heard a word about our application. It's been over a week.
Your papers must have bogged down somewhere.
Isn't there something you can do to hurry them up? He's getting awfully nervous, and so am I.
I'll see what I can do. I'll let you know.
Thank you, Major.
Oh, Gates.
Yes, Major.
He is worth waiting for, isn't he?
Well, he is now. I don't know what he'll be like by the time I get him.
I can't understand an American marrying a foreigner she hardly knows. It's ridiculous and disgraceful.
Well, I declare I just can't see why she wants to.
You all better get glasses.
Why are you women such pushovers for this parlez-vous hand-kissing stuff?
Hand-kissing? Why, he does more than that. Why, Catherine told me he was plumb crazy. Always chasing her and trying to beat her up. Why, he left marks all over. I saw him.
Leave marks on me any time. I'd bring the stick.
Oh, it wasn't a stick. He kicked her right in the...
What?
Well, he did.
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hi, Queen. She's talking about you, honey.
I bet you were.
Well, say something. Did you see her?
Don't lose your temper, Henry. The papers are stuck somewhere.
Stuck how?
Well, bogged down, M channels, lying on someone's desk.
What for?
Well, Henry, please, I don't know.
Well, they let other people get married. What have they got against you?
Against me? It's probably you they're investigating.
Nonsense. Why should they?
Henry, please, there are other people in the room.
Why should they investigate me?
Because the American Army is very careful, that's why.
Well, the American Army had better be careful. They're not going to have any American children pretty soon.
Will you kindly lower your voice?
I'll do better than that. I'll take it somewhere else if it annoys you.
Do that, and while you're about it, go bag your oars.
Bag your oars? What's that, more Army talk?
Navy.
Oh, naval talk. That sounds like a charming.
You make me sick.
Good.
Henry?
Excuse me. Catherine. Catherine, let me ask you something like a brother. Do you really want to marry that phony joker?
Certainly not.
You're kidding.
I hope he chokes. Slowly. Very slowly.
That's what I said all along. A girl like you. You couldn't make a mistake like that.
Thank heavens for Army red tape.
Oh, don't thank the Army. You can thank me personally.
You? Why?
I hid the papers. I knew it was a cinch you'd change your mind.
You hid the papers?
Well, that's right. I knew I was doing you a favor.
You hid the papers.
I put them in the advance file. Don't
you
mind
hadn't.
Going out on a limb for a friend. It was
you
taking a chance, sure, but I couldn't...
Now as to your marriage. You, Catherine, want me to marry you here in my church.
That's right.
And you, Henry, always promised the pastor of your parish that he'd do the job.
Yes.
Well, I think you better have both marriages.
I think he's right, Henry.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
Let's get started.
No, just a moment. There's more to it than that. You see, under the German law, which is recognized by the occupying army, you have to go through a civil ceremony before the church ceremony.
Oh?
So you have to be married first by the Bürgermeister here in Heidelberg.
Ah.
And then come to me, and then go to Henry's pastor.
That makes three times.
Three? Mm-hmm.
Chaplin, did you know that in China, the bride and groom just drink tea out of the same bowl and that's it?
Are you Chinese, Henry?
Well, of course I'm not Chinese.
Well, I didn't think you were. I'm not.
Wait, well, what brought that up? What?
You just said something about drinking tea.
I know, I was telling the chaplain about...
Well, I'll drink tea with you if you want me to.
I know.
You do?
Stop it. Stop it. Chaplain, perhaps I shouldn't go through with this.
Well, you can still say no, Henry.
All right, we'll go to the Burgermeister and then come back to you, Chaplain.
Oh, I'll be ready for you any time.
Thank you.
Don't pay any attention to it, Chaplain. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Herr Captain Henri Rochard, Frau Kaiserin Gates, Sie haben sich nun entschlossen, Ihren künftigen Lebensweg gemeinsam zurückzulegen.
You decided now to lead your future life together.
Diese Absicht wollen Sie nun durch Ihr Ja-Wort Rechtskraft geben und damit eine wahre Lebensgemeinschaft mit allen Rechten und Pflichten bilden.
And forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him, so long as ye both shall live.
I will.
Will you please join right hands? Henry, will you repeat after me? I, Henry. Take thee, Catherine. To be my wedded wife.
Selon le saint commandement de Dieu.
Selon le saint commandement de Dieu.
Jusqu'à ce que l'amour nous sépare.
Jusqu'à ce que l'amour nous sépare.
Et sur cela. Je te donne ma foi.
Je te donne ma foi.
Vous avez l'anneau?
He wants the ring.
I have got it. Right.
Je t'épouse avec cet anneau.
I like it.
It's been quite a day, hasn't it? We're a lot married, Henry. 3 times.
It was worth it.
I don't see how we could ever get a divorce. It'd be something like unwinding the inside of a golf ball. Want some more coffee?
I just had 4 cups.
Besides, it keeps me awake.
What's the matter?
I was just thinking about a friend of mine on his wedding night.
Oh? What happened?
Well, you see, he was a...
Pardon, monsieur. La table, non, s'il vous plaît. Non, il y a quelque chose que vous voulez?
Non,
merci. Oui, monsieur, merci.
Bonsoir. Tell me about it.
What?
About your friend on his wedding night.
Oh, I'm not so sure I can tell you that.
Oh, of course you can, Henry.
Well, that's right. I can. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happened. This is just like my friend's story. Now what?
Hi, can I come in?
Well, you're in.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to come, Henry, but I have to...
Then go away.
But...
Kitty, what on earth are you doing here? I thought you'd gone back. Of all the times to... Well, what do you want, anyway?
Well, I certainly didn't want to come here.
Then go away.
I've got something to tell you first, and you're not going to like it.
What is it?
I've just been on the phone. The colonel gave orders you're to leave for Heidelberg in 20 minutes.
What? You're kidding.
The whole outfit's been alerted to go back to America.
To America? Well, they're not going right away.
Well, I don't know.
Then we don't have to leave tonight.
Maybe you don't, but Catherine does. Those are orders, Henry.
When do I have to report?
Not until morning.
Then we stay here tonight and fly back and report in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Orders.
But you could tell the colonel you couldn't find us. Then everybody's in the
field. He beat you to it. He said if I tried to pull out one, we'd both be sorry.
No.
Kathy, I'm in a spot. So are you. You've got to get working on Henry's passport or he won't be able to sail with you.
Henry, we're dead.
Well, this is a fine wedding night.
You can find a place to stay in Heidelberg. It's better than nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
You better start packing. You've only got 20 minutes.
How do we get back from here?
Plane to Frankfurt. There'll be a jeep there.
See you later.
Orders are that I'm to stick with you until you get back to Heidelberg.
Orders?
Orders? Orders. They wouldn't do this in the French army.
Poor Henry. Uh-oh. Want me to wait for you?
What do you mean, wait?
What, all night?
I don't think it's going to be that long.
What kind of trouble are you dreaming up now?
Well, I just noticed where you're going. It says BOQ.
Oh, no.
That means Bachelor Officer's Quarters, Henry.
I don't care what it means. That is where I live, and that's where I'm going to take my wife.
But it's against regulations.
Well, who cares anything about regulations at a time like this? Besides, I know the sergeant on the desk, and he always looks the... He's a very nice fellow. Comes from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Driver, please take Lieutenant Lawrence home. Good night, Kitty.
Good night, Henry.
Come along, Catherine.
But, Henry, I...
Now, please.
Good night, Kitty.
Good night, Catherine. Hope it works.
Leave it to me.
Just us, Kitty.
BOQ means Bachelor Officer's Quarters.
I told you it did, but you...
And after that, we went to 6 hotels. They're all against regulations for military personnel. What's the matter with you?
Billings is on the couch. Oh. Thompson and Kay are in the bedroom.
What are they doing here?
Sleeping.
Oh, no.
Come on, Catherine.
Where, Henry?
I don't know, but since the beginning of the world, man has always found a place for his mate, even if it was a cave.
Well, tonight, mankind's a flop. You haven't got a cave. You haven't even got a bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's my wedding night, and my feet hurt, and I couldn't walk another step, not one.
Yes, yes. Well, do you want to sleep here?
No. I mean, yes, but I want you to sleep here, too.
Well, you can bunk up with me, and he can sleep in the bathroom.
Sitting up?
No, it's not so bad. I slept in a bathtub once.
On your wedding night?
No. Get you some blankets and a pillow.
Come along, please.
Henry, how could it turn out like this? I'd always planned us to have a wonderful...
I know, darling. Come on.
There's the bathroom there. Good night, Henry.
Good night, dear. Good night.
Oh, everything's wrong. Now I can't wear my new nightgown. There isn't even any rise.
Maybe Kitty has some mothballs.
I don't think it's funny, not a bit. Me in one room and you in a bathtub.
Yes, dear. Well, never mind. Good night, darling.
Good night.
And don't cry. I'll be all right. I'll be quite comfortable. I'll just turn on the cold water.
Come on, Henry. Hurry up. We've got a lot of things to do.
I am hurrying. This is as fast as I can go.
Well, straighten up. You look like a question mark.
Oh, thank you.
There, that's better.
What a place to put a faucet.
Where?
In the middle of my bag.
It is unusual. Well, you're up there. At least tonight you'll have a bed to sleep on.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Catherine, I don't mean to sound cranky, but this situation is so unnatural. Because there's hardly a BOQ and you'll be sleeping miles away, all because the United States
Henry,
Army
Henry, we says... haven't got time to look for another place today. We've got to see the American consul. Come on, silly. What are you doing in the gutter?
Where else will I be?
Now I know it's very important and you're in a hurry. But it's not going to be easy. Take the matter of support. Captain, have you any money in the United States?
No.
And the laws of your country forbid you taking anything but a nominal amount with you.
Yes, I'm afraid that's right.
Then a visitor's visa would do you no good. You couldn't take a job. And unless your wife can prove that she's able to support you, you couldn't get a permanent visa.
Well, Catherine isn't going to support me, so is there any other kind of visa?
What about the French quota?
The French quota's completely filled up for this year and next.
Well, what'll we do?
I was wondering if Public Law 271 would apply. That's the one regulating the immigration of war brides.
Well, Catherine doesn't have to immigrate. She's an American citizen.
I was thinking of you as a bride.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, that's a pretty good imagination you have there.
It says spouses, doesn't mention sex.
No, I'm convinced the American Army doesn't believe in it.
This is going to work. Yes, I think this is going to work.
Well, sure it will. Say, this is wonderful.
What's so wonderful?
Well, it says spouses means mates. Doesn't say anything about male or female. We're mates, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't know.
You're a spouse of a member of the American Expedition Forces. Therefore, you're eligible to travel under Section 271 as her bride.
As her bride?
No, Henry, please.
As your bride?
Oh, Henry, it'll be
fun.
Well, of course it is, darling, but it'll work. You'll see. It's the only way.
Here's the application right here.
I am not going to travel as her bride. Besides, her name's Rochard.
Excuse me, Captain Rochard, but officially it's still Gates.
Not at all. Officially, it is Rochard. I have 3 wedding certificates to prove it.
Henry.
I don't care. Rochard, Rochard.
Pay no attention to him, Mr. Jones. What do we have to do?
Here you fill out your name, rank, organization, your wife's maiden name.
She hasn't got a wife.
Just for the time being.
You haven't? Have you got a wife?
No, dear, but it's only a piece of paper.
Well, then,
obviously, these applications are intended for the husband to fill in.
Oh, well, I can write.
Yes, we know. We know, dear.
No,
you can write.
No, this doesn't apply to you. You'll just have to make the proper adjustments.
What?
On these papers.
Oh, I thought...
You want to go, don't you?
What?
Well, I tell you, Henry, it's the only way.
Just hand those over to the immigration officer when you fill them out.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
But, Catherine...
Henry, it'll be simple. You'll see.
Well, on the contrary, the process of turning a man into a woman is enormously complicated. But I'll do my best. Thank you. Good day.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just a moment. Brides first, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
That's all right.
Hello, Henry. Well, nothing happened.
Hasn't it come yet?
I wonder if the application even arrived.
I handed it to the immigration officer myself, first thing this morning.
Henry, brace yourself. I'm leaving. Our whole outfit leaves tonight.
Tonight? Oh, well, that does it. We're cooked.
Oh, the application will come this afternoon. It's got to.
It won't. It won't. Oh, you'll see. You'll go, and I'll sit here wondering which sex I am. What a marriage. Solitary confinement, separate rooms. I've never been so lonely in my life.
If I have to leave you, I'll shoot myself.
I'll shoot me, too. I'm sorry.
Hey, this kid, I think this is it. Came to the office.
Oh, thank you, Kitty. Thank you. Oh, bless. Dear madam. Oh, yes, that's me. Following application of your husband, that's you. You are informed that permission to enter the United States as a war bride has been granted.
Oh, Edward, listen, I gotta get back. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Oh, Henry, Mr. Happy, kiss me.
We've got time now. That can wait. Or maybe it can't.
Oh, no, darling. No, no, Henry, sure. Please, the letter. The letter.
Please fill in a test form and bring to this office. Another form. Will they ever run out of forms? I won't. I won't answer those questions.
Oh, well, Henry, this isn't so bad.
I won't do it, I tell you. I won't answer those questions.
You've got to.
I won't.
Well, you don't want to stay, do you?
No.
Well, then you've got to answer them.
How can I?
Oh, you can, Henry. You can, and perhaps the man at the office will help you.
It wouldn't be possible.
Now, please control yourself for once and be
nice. How can you answer a
set of questions? Everything will be all right. Be sure and read them over on the way down. Goodbye, Henry. Good luck.
I tell you, there isn't another form.
I told you first.
And this form isn't for a man, it's for a woman.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, if you don't get this form filled out and approved, you can't go.
That's right.
You mean I've got to use this form?
Sergeant, I felt the same way you do, but if that's the only form, come on, let's fill it out.
Well, let's see. Age and birthplace, we got all that. Well, here's the first one. Are you an expectant mother?
Uh-huh.
Yes. How many months?
20.
20. 20 months. Any female trouble?
Nothing but, Sergeant. Mm-hmm.
And have you ever had any children before?
Oh, my aching back. You know that awful feeling before breakfast?
No, Captain, I don't.
Oh, Sergeant, you're lucky.
Captain, this doesn't make any sense.
I know, but come on, we've got to fill it out. Ask me another. There's some good ones coming up. Mm-hmm.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Will Mrs. Milton come to the desk, please?
You take seat 18 in bus number 3. All right, Mrs. Rochard, you take seat 19 in bus number 3.
Thank you.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're not Mrs. Rochard.
I'm Mr. Rochard.
Oh, well, it's your wife who must report here for transportation to Bremerhaven.
According to the War Department, I am my wife.
You can't be your wife.
If the American Army says that I can be my wife, who am I to dispute them?
Oh, well, this is all wrong.
Major, for your information, I am a war bride.
A war bride?
Yeah.
Well, I'm slightly confused.
Well, I don't blame you, but the official wording says I am an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress.
Well, this is a strange situation,
yes,
but I suppose it's perfectly legal.
Yes, it is.
Well, Mr. Rochard, it won't be necessary for you to stop at the nurse's desk.
No?
No.
Attention, please. Will all passengers be sure to have their baggage checked before boarding the buses? Will all passengers be sure to have their baggage checked before boarding the buses? Will Mrs. Turner, please come to the desk? Will Mrs. Turner please come to the desk?
He's crying, the baby.
Is that what he's doing?
He wants water, yes?
Well, I wouldn't know, madam. When I want water, I have a different way of asking for it.
He's a baby. You are a man.
Thanks.
I get him some water. You hold the baby, please.
Well, I...
I'll only be a minute.
But I don't know anything about... Oh, my God. Yes.
Attention, please. Ladies, please stop moving about and stay where you are till I finish. Ladies, you're now on the first leg of your journey to the United States as guests of the Army. Arrangements have been made for your comfort in Bremerhaven at the Dependence Hotel. You'll be able to get anything you need at the PX there, such as lipstick, hair nets, garter belts, foundation garments, and so forth. Now, a lot of you have asked me about the newest styles of the good old USA. Well, hair is being worn shorter, close to the head.
Huh?
Skirts are long, of course, and rather hippie, with that full-blown look. The trend is to the natural bust line, and between us girls looking around the room, I don't think any of you need to worry.
Oh.
And now, if you just move out in order, the buses are ready. Happy journey, ladies.
He has to be here somewhere.
I know he's
supposed to be. Oh, look! Oh, Henry, you look so maternal.
What is that?
A human fire extinguisher. You want to try it?
Oh, come on.
Oh, he's cute. What's his name?
Niagara.
Henry, what a thing to do.
Where's the mother?
She went to get more water.
She had to get a plumber.
Well, Henry, you've got to get out of here.
How can we when we still have...
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
there's
you
the mother.
So much. You, I'm so much.
Oh, darling.
Mr. Rochard. Henry. Mr. Rochard. Your seat in the bus has been changed. You're sitting with the driver.
Oh, no. I thought I'd be able to sit with you.
You can't. Kitty and I are flying to Bremerhaven.
What?
Yes. Well, the whole outfit's going that way. Come on.
Oh, no.
I'll be there to meet you when you come in.
Will you try and arrange things so that we can be together in Bremerhaven?
I hope so, Henry. I'll try to.
But if you don't, I won't sit with the driver.
You want me to carry that?
No, thank you.
Oh, all right. Darling, was it bad?
30 women. With the exception of you, dear, I may never talk with another one again as long as I live.
Poor Henry.
Let's get away from here. Where are you staying? Where do we go?
You don't, Henry.
I don't? What, you mean you couldn't fix it?
They wouldn't hear of it. I'm in building 11 across town, and you stay here.
Well, isn't there any chance?
I've argued for an hour, darling.
Oh, well, I'm learning what it is to be a soldier's wife.
I know, dear. I feel the same way. Tomorrow night on the boat, everything will be different.
On the boat.
To make things worse, I've got to go now. Come on, Kitty. I'll meet you on the dock in the morning. Get a good night's sleep.
Mm, that's all I've been getting.
Hello, Henry. Goodbye, Henry.
Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Yeah.
Your name and address on the list. You understand there'll be a little wait for transportation because we've got a lot of people to attend to. But if you'll just fill out that form, bring it back here, I'll see you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Visiting hours are over. You can come and see your wife tomorrow.
My wife will have to visit me tomorrow. I am billeted here.
You are?
Yes.
But you can't... Lieutenant, there must be some mistake.
Oh, no mistake. I am an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress.
Good grief.
Well, the manifest calls for 139 war brides, 126 children of war brides, 9 dogs of war brides, 3 cats, 2 canaries, 1 parrot. Oh, yes, here you are.
Then me.
You must have been added later. 1 war bride male.
Is that you?
That's me.
Well, now there's a problem.
Why?
Because you can't stay here.
I have to stay here. I am billeted here.
Well, if you insist, we already have from 3 to 10 women in every room.
To say nothing of the dogs and cats. I mean, you can't stay here.
I can't stay here.
I think the place for you is the officer's billet in the staging area.
Well, it won't be half as interesting. But...
It's just down the street, the third building on the left.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
I suppose you wonder what I want here.
Well, I will if you want me to.
I am an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress.
Huh?
I am a war bride.
No kidding. That's interesting.
Well, would it interest you enough to give me a bed?
Oh, you can't sleep here, Mike.
Why not?
Well, you're an American officer?
No.
Well, that's why you can't sleep here. You go to the Dependence Hotel.
I have just come from the Dependence Hotel.
You mean the one here in Bremerhaven?
Mm-hmm.
I mean the one down at the staging area.
Well, I'm afraid I'm much too tired to walk all that distance.
Well, suit yourself, Mac, but you can't sleep here.
Yeah. Well, there must be a bed that isn't being used. You must have a bed. Where is it?
Right across the street.
Well,
my wife's in it. And you can't...
No, of course not, Miss. Quite that. Naturally. Well, then.
Oh, brother.
Right down this way. This is awfully kind of you, Sergeant. I'm a private, mister, but you gotta sleep somewhere, even if you ain't in the army. You won't get into any trouble, will you? What are they gonna do? Bust a private to a civilian? This ain't the Ritz, but it ought to do. Oh, it's fine. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to find a friend like you. Tell me, where do you live in the United States?
Brooklyn.
I'll look you up when I get there.
Get a good sleep.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Wake up.
No, not now, thank you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I had a feeling. I am an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress.
Well, why aren't you at the Dependence Hotel?
I am writing a book about that. You see, I'm not a woman.
It's too bad. But I tell you one thing, friend. You can't sleep here.
You will note I have not taken off my clothes in anticipation of that. Where will I go?
I don't know, but you...
Can't sleep here.
That's right.
Well, we're agreed. Where will I go?
Well, there's only one place left, and that's a German hotel. But you're a dependent, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And as a dependent, you come under military law.
Right.
And all the German hotels are out of bounds.
Where will I go?
I don't know, mister. I'm sorry, but there's an army rule, and you can't sleep here.
Beg your pardon.
Where will you go?
I don't know.
It's a shame, because if we was in Brooklyn, you could have slept with the old man.
I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a place to sleep. Can you help me?
Afraid not. Nothing but women sleeping in there.
Yeah, no. Building 11. My wife's in there.
A lot of people's wives are in there.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that women always get a place to sleep? I wonder why that is.
Well, I suppose it's because they're the weaker sex.
I don't believe it. I believe they're stronger. And you know why? Because they get enough sleep, that's why.
I'm sorry I can't help you.
That's very kind of you, Corporal. Nice. You from Brooklyn?
Yonkers.
What are those?
Good night, buddy.
I am an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress, and I've been everywhere in town looking for a place to sleep.
You poor man. Well, you can't stay here. This is a female building.
It is. Mm-hmm. Another woman's building.
No. I've come to the conclusion that American men don't sleep.
Well, not in this building.
Well, I was wondering if there'd be any objection to my sitting here for a while. You know, you could... Sort of imagine I'm waiting for something.
Well, it all depends on what you imagine you're waiting for.
Oh.
I'm sure I don't want to send you out on a night like this.
Oh, that's very kind. That's nice. Tell me, what part of the United States do you come from?
Boston, up in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Right. Is there a place called Yonkers?
Sure, it's in New York.
Oh, I was wondering. Well, I'm a little mixed up. May I hold that for you?
Oh, thanks.
You see, I just got married.
Well, where's your wife?
Oh, she's in another female building, building 11.
And you couldn't find a bed anywhere?
No. Well, almost. There was one in Brooklyn and another one with a woman in it.
Woman?
He was a very disagreeable man.
Who was?
Her husband. Yeah, it would have been nicer in Brooklyn.
With the husband?
No, the old man.
You are tired, aren't you?
There he is. I'll see you on the boat.
Okay.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon. Oh, darling, I was afraid you'd miss the last bus. Oh, sailor, could you take these bags, please?
Pardon.
Thank you. Henry, Henry, you look awful. What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been sitting up all night with a redhead.
What?
Knitting.
Oh, for...
You want to see me, Pearl?
Well...
Oh, you want to see her, Pearl.
What on earth are you
Attention
talking about?
Attention all passengers. Please get on board as soon as possible. As soon as possible, please.
I'd like to show you how to do that sometime.
We gotta go. Got your papers?
What?
Have you got your papers?
Just right there.
All right, now listen, darling. All we have to do is get aboard the ship. Remember, no back talk, no argument. Just keep your temper. Promise?
I promise.
All right, come on.
Give them to the Navy personnel. They'll clear you through. Here's your boarding card. Your orders, please, Lieutenant. Thank you. Lieutenant Gates.
Right.
Here's your boarding card, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Surely.
What do you want, mister?
I want to go aboard.
I'm sorry. This ship is for war brides and a few military personnel.
I know, Sergeant. Hear my orders.
Have you got a Rochard on your list?
Yeah, Mrs. Henry Rochard.
That's me.
You're not a woman.
We don't want you. We want your wife.
You can't have my wife. That's one thing I'm particular about.
Henry?
Oh, yes, Catherine. I'll remember. There's been a slight misunderstanding, gentlemen. My name is Henry Rochard. Henry. Have you ever heard of a woman called Henry?
I'm trying to think. You know a lot of dates, Sam.
I know a Billy.
I don't know any. Maybe he's right.
You see, I am a war bride.
What?
This is my wife.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it's a very natural mistake. You're not the first to have made it. Now, if my papers are in order, may I go aboard?
I guess we'll have to let him go on.
Here's your boarding card.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
You were wonderful, Henry. I knew if you kept your temper, everything would be all right.
I thought I behaved quite well.
Oh, you did.
May I see your orders, please? Stateroom B-14, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
How'd you get up here? This ship is for war brides and military personnel.
Yes, yes, I know. My name is Rochard. You'll think I'm a bride, but actually I'm a husband. There'll be a moment or two of confusion, but if we all keep our heads, everything will be fine.
I don't think it will. I've got a Mrs. Rochard on my list.
Rochard.
Yeah, she's in A88 with two other brides and three children.
Oh, well, that, of course, will have to be altered.
Not by me, it won't.
I have just explained everything to the Army. They understood. They passed me.
The Army understood and they passed you. Oh, that's fine. That's your standee. Did you hear that? The Army understood and they passed him. This is a Navy, bud.
My friend, I have had weeks of the United States Army.
Henry.
I am quite prepared to take on the United States Navy.
And the United States Navy is quite prepared to take you on, mister. Hey, fellas, get this guy out
of here. Yeah, get going.
Just a minute. Have you ever heard of a woman called Henry?
Yeah, Henrietta, Powell Street, San Francisco. Take him.
All right. Just go on about your business.
Henry, you shouldn't have lost your temper. Where are you going?
I'm going someplace to change back into a man. I'm tired of being my own wife.
Well, wait a minute. You can't give up now.
Well, make them give up. Someone has to.
Oh, listen, will you? Once on board that ship, everything will be over and you'll be a man forever. Now, it's worth a try, isn't it, darling?
How can we?
Well, Henry, I don't know.
Lieutenant, would you take this bag for me? I left something on the bus.
Certainly. I'll have someone put it in the mess hall for you.
Thanks.
Now, what were you saying?
Henry, do you love me?
Of course I love you.
And you'll make one more try to get aboard that boat?
If you say so.
You promise?
I promise.
And you'll keep it?
I promised, didn't I?
All right, come on. Here, hold these. Oh, boy, whoa. Nah, that won't do. Oh, here's a better one, here. Whoa, boy, whoa, fella.
What are you doing?
Come on, Henry, lean down. Come on, lean down close. I want to see something.
Uh-huh, that goes perfect.
With what?
Give me your knife.
Oh, no, you're not going to... I won't do it.
Oh, Henry, this will make a perfectly good wig.
I won't do it.
And we've got the clothes right here.
Catherine, I will not do it.
But, Henry, you said you loved me.
Well, I'm not so sure now.
And you promised. Oh, come on, give me your knife. Come on, Henry, there's not much time.
Well, this is ridiculous. Catherine, can't you at least cut it off the mane?
Oh, Henry, you're taking this much too personally. Now stand so no one can see what I'm doing.
Little tough. Don't be so bad when I get your bangs rolled. Want to see what you look like?
Horrible. I don't think I'll be called upon to defend my honor.
I doubt it.
It's a pity.
I wonder if some lipstick would help.
Oh, no.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm more the outdoor type. Mm-hmm. Sea biscuit. Mm-hmm. Bang tail, you know?
Oh, silly. Hold still. Let me roll these.
What?
Can you talk like a woman?
You be like this.
Well, that's awful. Can't you do better than that?
No.
Well, all right, then. Just remember, keep your mouth closed. Not a word. Leave everything to me. And keep your head down.
Hmm.
Oh, sailor, would you put this in the mess hall for me, please?
Sure, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Wait a moment. Hey, did you hear that? I must look pretty good.
Don't be silly. That was for me.
For you?
Of course.
I ought to punch him in the nose.
Henry, remember, you're a lady.
Oh, yeah.
We have our boarding cards. We've been up before.
Go ahead.
I don't remember that tall one, Sam.
It's hard to believe you could forget a face like that.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Gates, B-14. I was up before.
Oh, yes. Your orders, please. Say, this is funny. Rochard, why don't you list them on the military personnel, Lieutenant?
Save your voice, dear. You'll have to excuse her. She has laryngitis. Now, what were you saying?
Why isn't Lieutenant listed among the military personnel?
Well, you see, she was just married.
Married? That may be, but... Hey, Red, come here.
What's the trouble?
This lieutenant is listed as a missus.
Why'd you put you down as mit... How do you do? Why'd they put you down as Mrs. instead of Lieutenant?
She has laryngitis. She can't talk. They possibly didn't list her as Lieutenant because of her husband.
Who'd she marry?
Admiral Rochard.
Who?
Admiral Rochard.
The name is familiar, but I don't remember it connected with an admiral.
You never heard of her husband? He won't like that. Florence, if I were you, I wouldn't say a word about this.
Sure, you heard him, Red. Admiral Rochard, sure.
Oh, yeah, maybe I have. All right.
Stateroom A88, Lieutenant.
Get your instructions in the mess hall.
Thanks so much. Come, Florence.
First time I ever felt sorry for an admiral.
Well, gams aren't bad.
Now I'm beginning to feel sorry for you.
In here, please.
Oh, we were just going
please, to... Please, Lieutenant, your instructions first.
Come on, Florence.
I don't like that name, Florence.
Oh, shut up. Kitty.
I've been waiting for...
Oh, no. Stand on the other side so they can't see so well. This was the only way. They wouldn't let him... Henry, duck down.
I can hear quite well.
You're too tall. Duck down.
Huh? Catherine, he looks awful.
Well, I didn't have much to work with. I don't see how I ever got him aboard. Have you got a room where we can put him?
I've got a room, but they wouldn't let a thing like that in.
Well, we got to hide him somewhere till he can change his clothes and the boat sails.
What about the lady?
No, and the men's room won't do either. We'd better not stand here.
Oh, somebody spotted him already. What?
Lieutenant, we need a nurse. It's an emergency. Will you come with me, please?
I'm a nurse.
Come along, please.
I hadn't counted on this.
I'm very lucky to find a nurse.
Why? What's the matter?
My wife's expecting a baby.
What?
Oh, no.
No, it isn't a very convenient time, is it?
You can say that again.
It isn't a very convenient time, is it?
No, it isn't.
No. Oh, gee, I wonder if the baby will be a girl.
I'll be grateful if it's a baby.
You will?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're very kind. Gosh, I wish I knew what was going on in there.
Oh, you won't have long to wait.
I won't? Oh, gee whiz. Gosh, I don't think I can stand this.
You got a bigger shock coming.
I have?
Here, I got a little dizzy.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take care of her. I'll get you some water, dear.
Pardon me.
Oh, this is the father, Florence.
How do you do? Is it a boy or a girl? Oh, no. Oh.
What happened to him? Well, if it isn't Florence.
Huh?
Arrest that man.
It's all right, Henry. The ship has sailed.
Hmm? Come on.
Come on, Flo. Sure, come on.
Flora.
Mr. Richard, may we come in?
Don't see how I can stop you. The key's on the outside.
And then this is Lieutenant Perkins and Commander Willis. The commander's the chaplain.
Chaplain? Oh, no, no. No, nothing doing. I'm sorry, chaplain.
Nothing doing what?
No more marriages. It isn't worth it. I'm not going to marry her again, chaplain.
Why, Henry.
I don't think that'll be necessary, Mr. Rochard. We've got the whole thing straightened out.
I'm sorry about the mix-up, sir, but your case was a little unusual. You see, you're an alien spouse of female military personnel en route to the United States under Public Law 271 of the Congress.
Am I now?
Yes. And under the circumstances, the captain would like to forget the whole thing.
Don't you understand, dear? You're free. You can go now.
Where?
Anywhere on the ship.
We've got you bunked in with one of the officers. He doesn't mind a bit.
Oh, I think he would mind.
What?
He wouldn't like that at all. You see, I snore terribly.
Why, Henry, you don't snore.
How would you know I don't?
Oh.
Couldn't we do something simple? Couldn't I just stay here?
Well, I suppose that...
Well, I don't see why not.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice. You've been a great help. Good night.
Good night. Night.
Thank you very much.
You wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
I believe you would. Henry, how will we ever get out of here?